And welcome to the podcast, the Prayer Podcast. This is Christy Allen, and we are very excited today because we have a special guest. Pastor Laura Vincent is here today with us, and we want to revisit what we were talking about in the last podcast about spiritual rhythms, and as we're getting back to school and getting back into a different rhythm of life with a different season, how maybe that can encourage us and inspire us to change up our spiritual routine and maybe find a better way to get into the natural rhythms with our relationship with God. And so last time we were talking about how sometimes we can force that and do what we think we're supposed to do, and how sometimes that can just not be a good fit for us, and we try to emulate what other people are doing or something, and how we can miss the point sometimes, and then that becomes a source of stress instead of a source of comfort and peace. And so Laura, I know you've been doing a lot of personal discovery around that same idea, so we just thought it would be neat for you to come in and kind of share your journey and what you've been discovering about yourself and your relationship with God, and how what maybe some things you have discovered in finding a sustainable healthy rhythm of spirituality has looked like for you.
Awesome. Well, I'm excited to be here with you guys. I mean, I very much found myself living into the forced rhythms when it came to spiritual practices. They were something that I thought were these musts. Like, in order to be a good Christian, mm-hmm. I must do these things. And of course, I wanted to be a good Christian. You know, it was a kind of a confusing message for me, though, coming from the church, because I would hear there is nothing that you can do to earn your salvation. You know, you are saved by faith through grace. But
yes,
if you want to be a good Christian, then you need to read your Bible every day. You mm-hmm. need to pray, you know, continually. You need to give 10%, and on the list went. And so for me, eventually I found that like a quiet time was a way mm-hmm. to check all those boxes, like mm-hmm. to be sure that I was sure that I was sure that I was being the good Christian. And so you know, the people I saw around me doing this were getting up super early in the morning, because that's what Jesus did.
That's what you do.
Yeah, it's what Jesus did, the Bible says, right? So, like, obviously, you'll be super spiritual if you do that. So, get up early.
Set the tone for your day.
That's right.
That whole thing.
Yeah, and, like, I get parts of that. I'm not throwing this out, you know.
Right.
You know, sit quietly in a room by yourself, read at least a chapter a day, mm-hmm. Then find that one thing that stands out to you, journal about that, mm-hmm. pray to God about that, you know, and then, like, you go through this whole routine, and you might be exhausted by the end and wanting to fall back to sleep. But, you know, check, I did it right, you know, mm-hmm. and that mm-hmm. was really stressful for me, too, because I wanted to do these things right, and it seemed like if I didn't do them in this very specific way, then they were kind of null and void, mm-hmm. you know? And so it's like, I'm always looking around, like, how does Christy do this? Or
right.
How does Adam do this? Or whatever.
Right.
Making sure I got it right.
And do you find, just because as you were saying that, I know you, mm-hmm. but as your personality of someone who is very responsible, is very much driven by order and doing things, a rule follower, those kinds of, as just your part of your natural personality, how that kind of felt like, well, yeah, that sounds right to me, but yet doing it became not comfortable.
No. Right.
Because you were still questioning, am I following all the rules?
Yes.
Like, right?
Was not bringing life.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so I would have this quiet time with God in the morning. And then it was like, oh, well, that is the moment I have in God's presence for my whole day. Mm-hmm. And then there's the rest of life, you know? the two never overlap or meet. And I don't know. Over the years, I just began still doing it because, again, mm-hmm. want to be a good Christian, want to do it right. Over the years, I began to discover that, you know, these practices weren't meant to be stressful.
Right.
These practices weren't supposed to be this heavy burden that drag us down and wear us out. They mm-hmm. were meant to bring us life.
Right.
And so the more I learned about the practices, I discovered that the practices in and of themselves do not hold power. The power comes from God. All these are these things that we can do that open us up mm-hmm. so that God can then do in us what we cannot. Mm-hmm. So that we can receive his love that can transform us. And so, like, whenever it finally clicked for me, you know, these practices are really just about receiving God's love.
Right.
You know, it's like, oh, it's not about getting it right. It's about being open to let God love me. You know, like, all of a sudden, that's not such
a burden. Now that sounds like something you want to do, not something you have to do.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then it at some point struck me, like, I don't have to do these things like everyone else. Like, God made me,
right?
And he made you, and we're all different,
right?
And so we don't all have to engage in these practices in the same way. And so I started to reflect on, you know, like, when does God feel most present to me? When do I most experience his love? If there's this practice I've been like trying at, and then
you're not feeling anything,
nothing's happening, you know, then maybe that, you know, doesn't mean that I never engage in that, but it doesn't mean like I have to like keep at it, trying to make myself do it, you know.
It's right.
Like, what are those things I know, like, every day I need to experience God's love in my life? And how can I do that throughout my day rather than packing it into this one time,
mm-hmm.
you know, recognizing that God is always with us. He's always present. And these practices help us tune into that. And it doesn't matter where we are or what we're doing.
Right. So. And I think you just hit on something there that is important to kind of drill down a little bit. Just this openness. And it's almost like you're tuning the radio dial, you know.
Absolutely.
And how you're like, as we drive down a highway and we have our radio station in town, and then we get to a different place and we have to tune again to find the next spot. So like through our day, it's kind of that,
right?
as we're going through our day, we need to keep being aware, because yes, God is active in all people in all places at all times,
right.
but learning to dial into that and recognize it. And I love that you said that we try to cram it all into this one time, whether it's in the morning or sometimes. I know a lot of people who, especially growing up as children, we pray at bedtime. So then that kind of becomes, oh, that's when we talk to God, is at bedtime, and
right.
thank him for our day, which again is a great, you know, nothing wrong with that. And of course we want to do that and be mindful of that. But you're right. It doesn't have to just be all dumped into this one hour or 30 minutes or whatever that looks like for you. If we're talking about rhythms, we have rhythms to our day, and just the ebb and flow of things and how to see God throughout the day. I love that. So could you talk a little bit more about how we could kind of fine tune and hone in and listen throughout a day?
Sure.
And recognize God and have those times.
Right. Again, I think it's important to begin to recognize those practices that bring you life, and then to kind of look at your day and say, you know, like, when can I invite God in? Not in these separate times, but like mm-hmm. into the crazy.
Right,
like,
right.
When does it make sense for me to just say, to include God in what's happening? So like, for me, I love to run. And for me, it's actually much more than just exercise. It's a spiritual practice
right.
for me. I think God gave us our bodies for a reason, and that he wants to work through our bodies to minister in the world. And so when we take care of our bodies, when we honor our bodies, we honor God. But I would always use that time as a time to pray and to like work things out. You can work a lot out when you're
right.
putting your feet on the pavement. And so for me, that became a time that I could redeem in a way, like I'm running along and I can have this time to talk with God and bring my day before him. Honestly, it's changed for me what that time looks like, because a couple years ago, I had a few friends who wanted me to start running with them, and I was like, oh
now they're interrupting my quiet time.
Yes, yes, they're going to mess up my rhythm. But in reality, God knows what we need.
Sure.
I'm an introvert. who will stay by myself as much as I can, but we were made for community. Mm. And so, and being in community is a spiritual practice. It's something we have to be intentional about. And it's one of the ways that we receive God's love. And so these girls, they keep me on track about what I'm going to run and when I'm going to run it. But they also have become some of my closest friends. And we laugh together. We cry together. We rejoice together. We mourn together. Mm. And God just works through them every day to encourage me. And so, again, just being mindful of God being present with us as we're going along is a very powerful thing. For me, I didn't say anything about this earlier, but I think that there are also practices that are important for us to engage in based on our personality and where it is we might have our greatest struggles.
Yeah.
And so I'm an achiever. I'm a three. If it doesn't matter like what personality test I think, it's like you're a driven person.
Right.
And so I'm terrible at celebration because that means I have to stop, right? And I'm terrible at confession because not only do I like to get things done, but I like to
say that you did them right.
Do them right,
yes,
right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so I'm not going to naturally do those things, but those things bring life. And so one of the moments that I have in my day when I'm actually alone, because I have a 4-year-old and it's like when I'm on my way home from work. And so I use that time to engage in a practice that's very meaningful to me, prayer of the examine, where I can, it very intentionally leads me to do those two things that I would not naturally do on my own, to bring my day before God and to celebrate with him where I've seen him at work, and then to confess to him those places where I didn't necessarily show the fruits of the Spirit, where I wasn't exactly loving to my neighbor or to him, and then to be able to receive his grace for that. So I think, you know, there are these moments in our days where we don't have to do a full stop and go into a closet by ourselves, even though those are powerful things.
Sure.
And if that brings you life, then like go and do that.
Right.
But I think that there are lots of little moments during our days when we can just invite God into that very intentionally.
Yes. And I love how you laid that out of reclaiming and redeeming things that we're already doing.
Right.
But how could we make that, how could we invite God into that moment? And like you were saying, you enjoy running, and that's something that does bring you joy. Well, then that should be something to celebrate and invite God into. And then, oh, what a natural way, like you were saying, to take physical care of yourself, and then how that turned into then something that you weren't so good at taking care of yourself, involving yourself with community.
Right.
And then I think none of us are good at confession and self-examine. I don't think any of us go, that's the one for me. I love that one. But how we can even incorporate that in some way, because that self-reflection is very important and is what helps us grow and helps us learn our dependence on God and how he is the one who transforms our hearts. And if we don't stop to do those things,
right.
But how you said, it doesn't have to be a full stop.
Right.
It can just be, we're talking about rhythm.
Yeah.
It needs to be part of the rhythm of your life and the rhythm of your day. And I love that you laid that out like that. And I also think when you brought up the examine, we are so into our technology and our current time period, and there's always something new and always these wonderful things and wonderful tools. But it's also refreshing when you talked about the examine. This is an ancient practice.
Right.
This is something that Christians have been doing for hundreds of years or thousand years, how forever, and how sometimes we dig up these golden nuggets of practice that have been life-giving to others that we forgot were a thing or don't even know were a thing because we haven't heard about them.
Right.
So how did you go about finding maybe some of those tools? And then are there some places you can maybe tell some of us where to go and look for those things that might suit our personality to a T, but we just aren't aware of them because it's not something our church is giving us as a tool, or we ourselves don't know where to look. So is there how did you kind of come across some of these things? And
Part of it was being in community and learning from people around me. There are some great books on the spiritual practices out there where I learned quite a bit. Ruth Haley Barton has written a great book called Sacred Rhythms. And she explores a lot of these practices. Richard Foster's written a great book called Celebration of Disciplines. It does a great job exploring those things. Dallas Willard has one. I'm going to warn you, I love Dallas Willard, but you have to be fully conscious and ready to reread things a few times if you want to read it.
Because he's a little deep.
Yeah. He's a little deep, but he's great. But those two books, those first two books I mentioned, are very accessible and would probably introduce you to some new practices.
New practices, yeah. Exactly. Well, we really appreciate you taking the time out of your busy day to spend a few moments with us and share with all of us your journey. And I do want to do a little shameless plug for you.
Okay.
Laura has been doing a blog online on Facebook. She puts it up there and you can click on the link and read it. But if you'd like to read a little bit more about her journey, and she gives some very practical ways to dive in and try some of these new rhythms and new ways of spiritual practice and disciplines. So I want to invite you to look at Laura's blog if you want to read a little more and explore maybe a couple of these book titles. And in the coming weeks, we'll be giving some other examples because, as always, our goal here on the Prayer Podcast is to help us all engage with God on a deeper way and experience that love. I love that you put it that way, because that's what it really is about, is feeling the love of God and expressing our love for God and neighbor, and what that looks like for us is all different. So thank you, Laura.
Thank you.
We appreciate you very much. And in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, may you have a beautiful and glorious day. Amen.